what happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
A flippity ploppity bloopity ploppity bow!
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I'm down.
Yeah.
I'm down for that.
I came with the pee today.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's good. I'm in.
All right.
That was fine. You were.
I thought you were a robot.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Were you going for a robot?
I was not going. So we're doing a purple draft today.
So the letter P.
It was just the letter.
You just wanted plosions.
Plosions. That was my motivation. And now we approach my favorite part of the Spitballers comedy podcast, which is the furthest I am away from scatting again.
Yeah. This moment in time right now.
This is the greatest.
This is the farthest you can get from a scat.
Feels good. Feels real good.
And you did well. I mean, you have such a wide range of outcomes, all the way from like the most terrible scats to like kind of bad ones.
Right.
And
now
so anywhere
just
in that
bad.
Range. Yeah. No, that was good. I like it. Welcome in.
I liked it.
Yeah, we liked your scat.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Because I didn't.
Oh, you rapscallion.
This is coming from Mr.
No, I did.
Poodle over there. Would you rather? What's the difference? And we are drafting.
Yeah, you missed. You could have said poodle.
I should have. It would have stayed with my plosions. Yeah.
We are drafting things that are purple on today's episode. Thank you for joining us. Al Borland is here.
What's up, Spitwads?
There he is. There he is. Papa Josh in the building as well.
Gross.
What's up, Spitwads?
There you go. And let's kick it off.
Would you rather?
All right, Stefan from Patreon says, would you rather receive $1 million in cash or a $5 million Amazon gift card?
That's so funny.
That's a good question.
That's actually legitimate.
Yeah.
Like,
you can't buy vehicles and real estate on Amazon.
No.
So those would be off the table. Like,
they probably have tiny houses.
You could buy a bunch of tiny houses to construct a bigger house with
them. Just saying.
But I'm saying in theory, like the big events, like someone gets $1 million, the number one thing they say normally is like, I'm going to buy a new house or I'm going to buy a new car.
Mm-hmm.
So that might, other than the tiny house or like a bunch of e-bikes that Mike is picking up, but $5 million on Amazon is, I mean, most other stuff in life will be free for you forever.
I'm looking up the most expensive stuff possible.
Are you?
Guys.
Are
yeah.
you? I was thinking, obviously, your groceries are free for life forever because you buy them on Amazon.
Sure.
All of your household items or needs of any kind, any electronic, anything like that, free forever.
That's so weird, though.
It is a weird situation.
And you can't, like, I don't think it would be worth your time to try to buy and sell stuff. You know what I mean? Like, to buy expensive stuff and sell it for 50%. And in theory,
flip?
Yeah, like, in theory, you could buy $5 million worth of stuff, sell it for $2.5 million, and you got more than the million you got in cash. But the amount of work to buy and sell all of these things.
So I have guys.
You found the most expensive?
No, it's not what I found.
Jewelry or alcohol?
It was someone at some point was trying to sell a $4 million oil painting from 1815.
Oh, okay.
That's not what I'm laughing at.
That's your quick way to turn something over into
a cat. Laughing at, so the, we are, hashtag not a sponsor. We all use Amazon because the entire United States uses Amazon. We also have a company, Amazon, right? That we use to get our products here. Amazon tracks things that you've been searching for. Apparently, someone has been doing a lot of research on massage chairs.
Oh, you don't say.
Because based on recent views, we need to buy a bunch of massage chairs.
I can promise you, I know you guys think that's me.
Yeah.
But I have not searched Amazon for massage chairs.
Who's doing it?
Occasionally there is a troll in this office who does search for massage chairs to include them in the what I want from the company. Like, we have a Slack channel where if you need, like, I don't know, some more coffee, you say
there's so many massage chairs, guys.
Who's searching for these?
We're all trying to figure out who's searching for these. Let me just ask a follow-up question here, Mike. Mike, have you, let's say in the last week, purchased a massage chair?
No, I can't.
Owl, have you purchased a massage chair in the last week?
I have not.
No. Papa Josh, have you purchased a massage chair in the last week?
Nope.
No. I too have not purchased a massage. Andy, have you purchased a massage chair in the past week? Oh, you have?
Yeah, I have.
We're all trying to figure out who's searching for massage chairs.
I feel like I've been framed. Maybe it was me.
Yeah, I think it was you, and you just don't remember.
Maybe I did some research and don't remember. Yeah.
Oh.
Well.
Yeah, just normal stuff in our
so
search
massage
history,
chairs,
guys.
They would be. They would
chairs
be
and
there.
Rugs.
Rugs. Boy.
Good times.
Look, I don't know how. This is a good question because if you had said like $1 million in cash or $2 million on Amazon, it's an easy cash for me.
I would agree.
But because it's $5 million, it's five times as much. Jason's right. You could take that view. You could buy and flip the stuff. That could be your full-time job. Buy it, flip it, turn it into cash, and you're fine. And you're just drawing. You're almost just drawing on your $5 million.
Right.
In fact, if you did that, boy, would you avoid taxes kind of? Because if you sold a bunch of stuff for cash, I mean, not that I recommend you don't report your offer up sales.
But whatever you sell, make sure it's paid for in cash.
You could kind of get around that.
Yeah.
You're just selling TVs for cash.
You know,
I mean,
the first thought I had was like if you had to sell everything for 50%, you buy $5 million, you sell it, you get $2.5 million. It's not worth the – I mean, you're talking about like 100,000 different things you got to buy and sell. But then I realized like, wait. That's an extra $1.5 million to sell stuff. Just, that's worth the work.
Yeah, you could put that effort in.
You could just take the five and invest it. Or I mean, like with five, you could live forever.
What do you mean? Well, you don't have five.
Oh, it's the five is the Amazon.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
Welcome to the show.
I'm
Mr. Search History.
I'm distracted by our search history.
This actually brings up a good question. Can you buy like ETFs with Amazon?
Can you buy their stock?
Can you buy their stock?
No, you can't.
Oh, man.
No. I mean, you could buy an unlimited amount of a lot of items. But from an expensive standpoint...
You can buy a lot of chicken stock.
Oh, chicken stock. You search for stock and you got chicken stock on Amazon.
Uh-huh. I just wanted to see...
Yeah, that's
what
about right.
You could buy on
What's,
Amazon.
What kind of dividend you get on chicken stock?
Stock.
I'm almost surprised that you can't buy stocks on Amazon. Like, they sell everything. Like...
You could buy a corporate stock certificate you have to fill out and give to people, like one of those.
Yeah. I think you have to take – you're right, Andy. It's just too – it's five times the amount.
It's too much money, yeah.
And on things you're going to buy, you're still going to buy things the rest of your life. So, yeah, I'm going to take the five milli.
Yes, I'm taking the five.
And you can buy – can't you buy other gift cards on Amazon?
Oh,
so at least you can translate it into other.
There we go, baby.
You can translate it into other stuff.
Like Roblox.
Currency exchange.
Roblox.
I searched gift cards as the first thing I saw.
Some Roblox and some V-Bucks.
Yeah,
man.
Unlimited skins for me.
So some stuff that you couldn't get on Amazon, you could buy a gift card for those items.
Yeah, like restaurants. You could go to the Olive Garden all you want.
Yeah, only chains can you get the gift cards. All right, I'm going $5 million. Mike, are you in on that?
Oh, yeah, I'm going bunch of Visa gift cards too, guys.
Oh, well, there we go.
Yeah, we did it. We've
$5 million in Visa gift cards.
Yeah, we found the cheat.
Yeah.
Still hard to buy a house with Visa gift cards.
Oh man, that would be like
sir, would be taking out a loan? We're paying plastic today.
Boy, how much
just
would you
drop thousands of gift
cards?
New
of
question.
Gift cards.
That
New
one's
question.
100.
You You're don't selling lose. Your house. Let's say you're selling your house for $500,000.
Yeah.
Would you accept $500,000 in gift cards? The answer is probably no.
No, of course not.
How much more than your asking price would it need to be to accept it in Visa gift cards?
I think if I'm selling a $500,000 house, I'd need $1 million in gift cards.
So it's the 2X.
Yeah, I think 2X.
And then you go try to buy a house.
I imagine Mike is lower than that.
No.
Really? You'd need the full
2X. So if someone offered you $600 in Visa gift cards...
Can you
or
take
five? You know, you couldn't take them to the bank.
Well, then, but the Visa gift cards are notorious of they always have like their little hidden fees.
These are guaranteed to work, fee free.
Yeah.
No, you can't. I don't even know if that double works.
But they do have a maximum denomination.
Like
they're not $1 million.
How
no, they're $100 each.
Yeah, they're $100 each.
You can't pay your rent.
You could. If your landlord will take.
I will give
your
you
landlord will take 2x.
So now I'm back to even, but I have a bunch of gift cards.
Yeah, all right.
Now,
all right.
I'm just doing the math. That means if I'm selling this house for $1 million and each gift card is $100, that means I have 10,000 gift cards. That doesn't work. That doesn't work for life. Where do you
that you have 1,000 safes.
Just sell your house like a normal person.
Why are you even considering this?
What a stupid question. Be normal. All right, Matt from the website. Would you rather never get sick, ever, or never experience traffic, ever?
Ooh.
That's an interesting trait.
I think it's unfair.
Unfair trade?
I think it's unfair. Now, maybe the gravity of sickness goes further than my initial thought, but I'm thinking like
the older you get it, Will.
Is this just, is this like big sick or just common sick?
Well, that makes the difference.
It's all sick.
If it's big sick, you have to go with that one.
Right.
Oh, do you mean like big sick, like seasick?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Not like motion sickness, yes. I know what you were saying. You were saying like the big C, like cancer, but it sounded like, are we going all the way to seasick? Like it would, hey, I can ride on a boat. And
that's
not,
kind of the maximum sick.
Hold on.
Would it take away seasickness?
Does that count? It's called motion sickness.
Absolutely. Yeah. No motion sickness.
We're riding our.
Do I get roller coasters?
Yeah,
back?
You do.
You get roller coasters back. You go on cruises.
I will sit in so much traffic if I can get just motion sickness.
Which
away.
You will to get to those places.
That's
with,
fine.
Yeah.
And I will enjoy every moment of it.
See, my initial thought was you've got to take the traffic because how often do you get sick? Like,
just takes one big one, Jay.
I know. Like motion sickness.
Yes, but exactly.
But if you're getting
you lose
sick
roller coasters
2 or 3 times a year, is that fair? 4 times a year, like once a quarter, you get sick.
That's a lot.
Is it? Okay, I think
if you said,
or if you're a Papa Josh, once every 10 years.
I would say twice a year for maybe the average person. Okay, a couple colds.
So twice a year versus how often are you in traffic? Twice a week.
Not if I can avoid it.
Yeah. If I never leave my house,
I guess
I'd
never have to think about that. That's a weird thought. Because all of my, like as a very planning type of person, literally half of my thought process is how do I make this thing easier? I think about when the restaurant's going to be more busy or when the roads are going to be more busy. Like if I could just get in my car at rush hour and drive out to Scottsdale.
Yeah, great. You got an airplane to catch? Doesn't matter what time.
That's true.
You just go.
But
I just think it would be so much more frequently used. However, if this does include
seasickness
then you obviously have to take that.
Yeah. I don't know if that counts as like you haven't come down with it like a sickness, right?
I mean, I did. The older I got.
No, not seasick. I'm talking about
the actual big sick. Okay.
That's not like you picked it up. It's not transmissible.
Right.
I think you have transmissible immunity.
Okay,
yeah, you can't catch nothing from no one. You're the best nurse.
You can't get COVID.
No, you can't get COVID.
Little C.
Yeah, it's little C. You can't catch anything from anybody.
This is tough. If it doesn't include the big ones.
Yeah.
And so
you can still break your leg and you can still get seasick.
Yeah, well, breaking your leg's not sick.
Exactly.
But you wouldn't get an infection.
Okay.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. That's true.
So go ahead, compound this
Mike
fracture.
Looked at
I
us.
Don't care.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I think I'm gonna just choose never get sick. I guess.
Yeah, I'm there too.
Not that you don't handle sickness well, from what I've heard.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Wait, is this sarcasm?
I think so.
Oh, okay. Darn.
Is this something you're not aware of?
Well, I mean, I'm a big baby.
That's all I'm talking about.
Yeah. Well, that's.
I thought that was playing into like a joke, like a family joke. I didn't know you were going to take it personally.
No, at first I thought you were complimenting me. I just was like, oh, that's sweet of you to say. Wait a minute.
What show am I on?
Am I the butt of this joke?
Yeah.
Yes, I am.
Mike, which one?
Never get sick.
All right. John from Patreon, you've been given your choice of seats for your favorite artist's concert. Would you rather sit front row or be on the stage but watching from the stage wings? Ooh. This feels like a real, like Al Borland just personally had this question, being a man of the stage.
So you get
it
to
wasn't
be
me.
You get to be on stage, but you're on the side. So like behind the curtain.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Basically.
Yep.
Or front
or
row.
Front row.
Front row's a little
front
overrated.
Row, front
man.
Row is super overrated.
Front row is you're not. I mean, you're certainly standing for the entirety of the show.
Yeah.
Which I guess is a normal.
There's maybe front row seats.
If they say there's
no, but there, yes, under your butt there is technically a seat.
But if you're the front row,
you could without you being
can,
blocked.
You can fight the trend and say I'm just going to sit.
That's true, but also you're a lot of times those seats end up being kind of under the stage.
Yeah, yeah. The stage is 4 or 5 feet tall, yeah. And you're like
not like directly like buried under it. Is that what you're picturing? Like
that's what it sort of sounded like.
Dude,
yeah.
People would pay for that.
Under the seat.
People would pay to be directly under the stage their favorite band is performing.
Visibility, zero.
Zero.
You don't think it's like they're standing on a grate? You know,
no,
like
no, there's no grate. It's completely blocked, and it's just
completely blocked.
And you the just subwoofers, know they're right above
the
you.
The woofers are there, so yeah. All you hear is...
But to be right underneath your favorite band?
They're up there somewhere.
They're up there.
There's obviously... yeah. There's obviously something really special to being backstage. You know, backstage passes. Yes. But like, you're actually seeing something no one else can see. You're in the show in a way. And I mean, that's
going to sound like crap.
Yeah, I mean, the speakers are out there for the audience. There's no speakers backstage.
You ever been front row to a comedy show before?
Oh, yes. It's don't do it.
That's more dangerous.
Don't do it.
It's nice because the view, I mean, I would choose that. If I had immunity from being crowd worked.
That's where you got to go to a big enough show. Like if you're at like a little comedy shop, you don't want to be in the front.
No, I've done.
But if you're like at
I've done that. And you
Gaffigan
definitely
or something.
You definitely don't want to be in the front row of a comedy show with your sister.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
This is an easy stage wings, right?
I think so.
Yeah.
But I guess they're how big is the stage? And I think it's stage wings. I think that'd be fun.
So who is your favorite artist? This says you're going to your favorite artist's concert. So
I don't even know anymore, man.
Yeah?
I'm too old.
Yeah, I feel
you
like
you get to pick any like concert right now. Just who would you want to see? Right now they're touring and they're not touring. They're out there. Who would you choose if you could choose any concert in the world to go see right now, today, tomorrow night? You want to go see one, who would you see?
Honestly, that question is different than who I'd want to see in a normal concert. If I knew this, if I could sit stage.
Yeah, well,
because to me, it's about production. Like,
in
I want
the context
I want
this.
The biggest production. I probably would go to like Taylor Swift
like
or
Swift,
something.
Yeah.
Just to see that up close would be cooler than like my favorite artist or somebody that is a smaller show.
Yeah, I was kind of between Swift and Olivia Rodrigo. So I'm
sure.
I'm in with the kids.
Well, the kids won't be side stage, they'll be in the nosebleeds.
Yeah.
Mike, all right.
You got to answer who.
Yeah, my favorite band right now is The Midnight, so I'd go see them.
Okay.
What time of day?
Oh, nice.
They
Andy.
Only play at one time, Andy.
Ooh.
Noon.
Yeah. High noon. It is. Oh, no one
man.
Can ever go. It's right in the middle of the day. Yeah. It's a big hassle.
Yeah, nobody likes it. They serve lunch. Charles from Patreon. Would you rather have a fully functional
here we go.
Iron Man suit?
Here we go.
Or the Force
Holy
from Star
moly.
Wars.
Wow.
Yeah, this is a question.
Oh, that's a, like.
It's not a question.
Wow. You got to think through this.
Yeah.
Do I explain
you
to me?
You do, because
tell
I
me
thought
why
originally.
I don't pick the Force easily.
Oh, okay. I was like, originally, I'm like, clearly the Iron Man suit.
Because you are not a Super Marvel nerd.
Yeah, but I could just like wave my hand.
Can
and,
you
like,
fly to outer space with the Force? No.
You can jump through it, I think.
I mean, I could
I
be...
think that's happened before.
You can't breathe.
No, you can't. But you can survive out there for a little bit.
I could be a guy in fly. I could be a guy in space with the Force.
But
we've
the,
seen that.
Freezing.
You have to remember to go through the progression of the Iron Man suit. Because at the beginning of the movies, you know, it's this. He has to get into the suit. Then the machine's helping him assemble it.
So this
to,
is...
But by the end, he's in full nanotech mm-hmm. where he's like... He's wearing the suit at all times, and he just he had his face. This you have to know these things to
no,
answer
I
the
know,
question.
No, I do know that. I'm laughing at the fact that it became that.
That's part of the question.
Nanotech and yeah. Wait, so it's like he just Loads
you just
it up.
Pull
I know.
A cord.
Yeah.
And next thing you know, you're in the suit. I think I'm taking this.
Here's
suit.
The problem. And people underestimate
Iron
this.
Iron Man would beat a Jedi in a
fight. Oh, he would massacre a Jedi. Yeah.
Can Iron Man, if you're in the suit and you fall to Earth from flying, do you live?
Yes.
How?
You get hurt.
Does the suit take over?
Cinema.
Okay.
No,
all right.
Like you're saying that the suit
does the suit
lost
like,
power?
Yeah, the suit loses. Like, what's the concussion protocol
if,
in an Iron Man suit?
If the suit loses power and you fall, you will get hurt because you had oh, Josh, I can't remember his name now. This is ridiculous. Who's the other Iron Man?
War Machine?
Yes, War Machine. So War Machine's flying around. He fell, and, like, he breaks his legs, right? That's part of the movie.
Yeah,
am I remembering that right? And then he has to have the suit to...
Look, I'm taking the Force, guys.
Okay.
I can change
You don't get a lightsaber.
I can change minds.
You can.
I don't need a lightsaber.
You
with
do.
The Force.
You can change the
Honestly,
minds of the weak.
Here's the greatest weird... plot hole of the entire Star Wars universe for everyone always.
Whoa. Star Wars has plot holes?
I'm breaking news here.
Tread lightly.
Every time they're in fights, it's like sword.
Lightsaber.
Force.
Yeah.
Saber. Like, is there a time between force use? Because if you have the force use, or if you play a video game where you can use the force, you spam the force. You don't use a little light sword.
I've thought that
just
through so many fights.
Like, I think
Vader pinches a guy's throat. But then he has to fight with a sword later?
You have to be fully focused, and it takes energy. So I think it's just like exercising that you got your force has to be in good cardio shape.
So wait, like if I used it to, let's say, talk my way into a club.
That's just a little bit.
That's just a little bit?
The bouncer's going to be weak.
So if I was going to say, then the bouncer follows me and later I could still fight him?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
No problem.
So what's a high-intensity force use? Like what would that be like doing the SATs or something?
Raising a spaceship.
Yeah.
Oh, so it's a weight thing?
Yeah, it's a weight thing.
Well, that's part of it.
So I toss people around. Certain people, I'd have to like take a breather.
Yes.
Yeah, it would take more force for me.
Mass times acceleration.
Yeah,
it's the force.
There's the more we talk about this. So I'm
taking the Iron Man.
Yeah, it's Iron Man suit.
You both want that?
Oh,
yeah.
Big.
You're
time.
Just so much a human.
Yeah,
I want to be a superhuman.
You are way more a superhuman in the suit than you
are. Let me ask you this, Jason. Are you a mechanic?
I am not a mechanic.
Have you historically taken good care of your cars on your own and like all mechanical things in your home?
Nope.
Okay.
Not at all.
So when this suit starts to need whatever, it's Iron Man oil and like needs to be
okay,
like new
this,
firmware.
This is a good this
and,
is
and
a
you've
good
got
point.
To maintain this suit because guess what? You're up there flying and you're like, oh crap, my left arm it don't feel right. You get home, what do you do?
Jarvis is in the suit, so I'm gonna talk to Jarvis and have him fix it.
Mm. What happens when
maybe.
Jarvis needs fixing?
I'm taking the suit.
Yeah,
I just tried to make it work. All right, we're moving on. I do want to know before I ask this first, what's the difference question? What would the vote have been from our producers on that last question, the force or the suit? Al?
I take the suit.
I'm going force.
All
man.
Right.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
Yeah.
That's a good question.
It is a good question. Yeah. I can see the merits. I mean, the flying is really that's a really good point.
Yeah.
Flying sounds great.
Yeah. I mean, it's really just like put those two in a fight. It's not close. It's not.
Yeah, I don't think it's close.
Wait, you're saying a Jedi versus Iron Man?
Yeah,
Iron Man could mow down 100 Jedis.
Yeah.
I think the opposite. Just crush the metal and you're done. Use the force to crush the metal, crush the body inside the metal. Game over.
I don't think you're going to be able to crush the metal.
You can see it. We can fire missiles from very far away.
I will stop them.
Maybe.
All right. What? This is a good debate, but the force would win. All right, what is the difference between a salve... an ointment, and a balm. I feel like this is going to take us some time.
Well, balms are primarily, and correct me if I'm wrong, maybe I don't know enough, entirely exclusively for lips.
Oh, because you have a lip balm?
Yes, lip balm.
My cherry lip balm.
I could see there...
I don't know of a neck balm or a...
There is.
There are,
there's
different
Tiger
balm. That's a brand that you put on like injuries?
On the sore muscles.
Really?
Yeah. You can balm them up.
Here's why I was laughing, because I feel like, and correct me if I'm wrong, because I probably am, but I feel like a salve needs to be a little bit minty.
Oh, pepperminty?
I think like a salve has to, it's almost like putting out a fire on something.
Okay, so it has to be.
I mean, like a burn. Like if you got a burn, do you use a salve?
You can put an ointment on them.
Oh, you do put ointments on them.
Yeah.
But it's not minty.
Don't put minty on a burn.
What is the texture of a salve?
I think it can be almost fully liquid.
I thought an
ointment was liquid.
No, an ointment is like.
So I think this is a progressive scale, like a grayscale of consistency and viscosity, where a salve is the most liquid.
And then an ointment.
An ointment is like, you know, still liquidy, but it's a little thicker.
It's thicker, for sure. Yeah.
And then a balm is like.
Neosporin is an ointment.
Exactly. And then a balm you know, you're going to need to scoop this out.
Is a balm the same thing as deodorant? Would you call a deodorant an underarm balm?
No.
I don't think so.
No.
That's too strong. It's too hard?
That's too thick. Because like if you.
So that's a stick.
You can't just scoop it out.
Exactly. Oh, so it's more like the consistency of like a hair mousse stuff?
Exactly.
Thicker than mousse.
But like a wax? A waxy?
Like that. A waxy hair product.
What's the word you're looking for?
That's it.
Yeah?
Yeah, sure.
I think you're. What is the hair
pomade?
Product?
Like pomade?
Yeah, pomade is more of a balm.
Some pomades can be ointmenty. Consistency.
But
a salve. Somebody could run up to you and say, "Oh my gosh, he needs this salve," and it could come out of a bottle. They could pour it right out of a bottle.
So you can have a drop form of salve.
Yeah. You could have a drop.
Drink a salve.
You could drink a salve.
I don't recommend it.
No,
that's too much.
Okay. No, but you just could.
You could.
I mean, you could drink bleach.
Don't do that.
Okay, we've solved that.
All right.
What is the difference between an amateur, a beginner, and a novice? Well, I look.
Oh, this one's easy.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, thank goodness.
I feel like a novice, no matter what, sucks at what they're doing.
They do, but a beginner means you have just started something.
Right. You've only just begun.
Yeah. You are the beginner. Exactly.
Incredible analysis.
An amateur means that you are in some sort of competition.
You're just not paid.
Correct.
Amateurs can be champions, but they have to be. They can be good.
They are not professional,
but they haven't done it a while.
They're not paid. Well, yeah. No, I think you can get
generally
paid.
Generally, amateur means you're not paid.
I think you can get paid, but it's a very small amount, and you also have another job,
as a busboy or something.
Yeah. So you're like, I'm a part-time bus driver. And I'm also an amateur bowler, fighter, whatever it is. But it's a competition.
It's not your career.
Correct. You want it to be your career.
But you're just an amateur.
Yeah.
So if you're a college athlete, what are you?
You're an amateur.
You're not a beginner, right?
No.
You're not a novice.
Mm, you're an amateur.
You're an amateur?
Yeah, it's amateur hour.
Amateur athlete? Mm.
Yeah, you're definitely. Unless you're in the NIL and you're getting this money.
Yeah, I don't know if student athlete is an amateur.
So let's break down the difference between beginner and novice. Because those seem like they're very close.
Tougher.
Like a novice.
I agree with what you said in the beginning.
You suck?
A novice sucks. A novice is
Can
like
a beginner am, have potential?
A beginner has luck. So you've got beginner's luck, right?
You can have skill.
One time.
There's no novice luck. Novice means he's a novice.
Yeah.
He's not. Good. They're both starting, but a beginner doesn't suck.
Okay.
Right.
If a beginner does suck, they are a novice.
I'm confused now.
I feel like part of it has to do with like a beginner can just be doing something quietly, secretly,
yeah,
and be a beginner. Like I'm a beginner at juggling, but if I go out there and I try to show you my skill,
you're now a novice.
I'm a novice.
Yeah, okay.
Like if I say, "Hey, Jason, look, I can juggle now," and then I'm just throwing the balls all over the place.
Have you been juggling
in your spare time?
You talk about like you do something on your own, kind of behind the scenes. Have you started trying to juggle?
I'm really working on. No, I'm not.
No, I thought there was a 5% chance that this is real.
The moment
you always try to read my stories.
So the moment you perform your skill.
Yeah.
You move from a beginner to a novice.
If you perform it and suck at it.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're just an amateur. If I performed it, like if I go, look what I've been doing.
Right.
And I do pretty good.
Can you be an
amateur? Boy, you're an amateur juggler.
Is there competitive juggling?
Can you bet? You bet your bottom. Everything. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what there is in that world.
Now, I think to
also
be
an- February 9th, guys, I'm pretty busy. Don't look into it.
6 p.m.
To be an amateur, to be an amateur, you have to be competing.
Yes,
I think so.
Yes, 100%.
You can be a beginner at anything. You don't have to compete.
You can be a beginning guitar player.
Yeah.
Beginning. Beginner, all right, we solved it. What is the difference, though, between a game, a match, and a contest? Well, clearly matches take place only in Europe.
That's
they're more those sophisticated. Are across the pond.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And a game and a contest, there has to be one winner?
A contest definitely has something on the line. Like there is a reward.
But if it's a team. It's usually ribbon involved.
A team can't win a contest, right? It has to be one person that wins a contest.
Or an animal.
Okay. You know what? Sounds ridiculous.
He was so confident. He's like, no. I am well aware of the rules here.
But who? Babe won the pig contest.
Yes. That's true. You got a blue ribbon?
There's not, ribbon involved. What's the book?
Charlotte's Web?
Yeah. Well, what's the pig?
Wait, I was going to say Charlotte. Yeah. Babe!
No, that's the movie Babe.
Yeah, this is a different
pig. No, Charlotte's Web is a different
Wilbur.
Pig.
Wilbur!
Oh, hey,
that's one famous pig. Anyways.
Yeah.
Animals can win contests for being large.
Yeah, but a team can't win a contest? Is that what you're telling me?
That's what I'm asking.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I've never heard of a team winning a contest.
Come on down and win the contest. It's one person giving the ribbon to. Because they don't print a bunch of ribbons.
What would you call a competitive, like, marching band?
Not a contest.
Not a game, not a match.
No. Losers? That's what I call them. Professional marching band. Come on, you losers.
No, we get it. You didn't make the team.
Oh, Jeremy's saying competition. Okay.
Yeah, that's a competition.
Okay, so you can win a competition.
That's a group thing.
Now, the people out there that play tennis, you're losing your mind right now. Because in tennis...
It is.
You have games and matches in the same place. Yeah. You don't have a contest.
When we play pickleball, we have the same thing, except better sport.
Yes, much better.
I mean,
better.
We don't. Yeah, I guess we have games and matches.
So hold on. So then, now that Jeremy's brought up competition. So a contest, I think, is like, it's real.
It's not judged on a.
It's like shallow. It's just like, who has the biggest beard? Who,
yeah. Who? Miss Universe is a, is that a competition?
That's a pageant.
Oh, well.
Uh-oh.
We don't so want to start
that. Yeah, we can't. Yeah, but
like, out of here.
Like the most delicious pie. That's a contest, right? Yes. Who can bake the best apple pie?
Yes, it's important, but it's kind of trivial.
The chili, like a chili one.
Yeah, that's a contest.
The biggest, best looking pig.
That's a contest.
What's a spelling bee?
Ooh,
that's a contest, right?
I think it's a competition.
Oh, it is a competition.
I think so.
Okay.
Because it's a little bit more important.
Yeah. A competition is something you learned in school that you now compete.
Okay. And what's the difference between a game and a match?
Game is smaller than a match. A match is the whole thing. And a game is a little thing.
Now, I know that is true. I know that is 100% like when you're in tennis or you're in whatever, it's like the game is the individual is the individual part. And
I mean,
then
there's a phrase, game, set, match.
Yeah, game, set, match. So the match is the bigger thing. I have always had a problem with that. I feel like they got it wrong. Morally, ethically, I feel like they got it wrong. Like, the match should be the small one. The whole game, like, I won the...
you want words to mean a different thing?
I want them to mean exact opposite.
But, like, a match should be a conglomeration of games.
I know that is right.
Don't try to explain to him what the word actually means. He wants the word to mean something different.
Yeah, well, I'm looking for it to mean the opposite.
But when you're in soccer, isn't it you won the match? Or am I just remembering the Zoolander joke?
If the field's big enough, one game can be a match.
Okay.
So that's where soccer. Yeah. Because they play on a pitch, too. They don't know what they're doing with the words.
Why? Is it angled? I don't know. What's going on?
Is there like a bunch of tar on it?
I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. Are they like, their sound, their notes are really good?
Right.
Yeah. I don't know.
We weren't asked that.
Thank goodness.
Do we have time for one more? Or are we moving on to the draft?
Let's draft.
All right.
The Spitballers Draft.
You didn't feel like you were learning enough there, Al?
Yeah,
I learned so much.
Al was like, I can't take any more. We are all getting dumber.
What's the difference between a good podcast, a mediocre podcast, and a bad podcast?
I could show you a bad one.
All right. We are drafting things that are purple. Mm. Things that are purple. And Jason, boy, what a lucky guy with that number one pick.
Yeah, I mean, there's just clearly the one thing we all want that's purple.
Don't take my pick.
I will say this. This is one of the most difficult drafts to come up with a list for because there's a lot of great purple
things.
Does that
speak to society kind of neglecting this color?
No. That speaks to nature not having anything that is exclusively purple.
Oh, as in like God let us down on that color?
I think the color let God down. He's like, that's not worth, like, I'm going to, an orange?
I have plenty of purple things over here, man.
Yeah, I've got a list of purple things, but they're not that great. Like, when I was thinking about this, like, oh, there's purple carrots. There's like, but that's, carrots belong not to purple. You know what I mean?
Right, yeah. Right. You have to qualify them.
Yeah. If it's got to have the word purple in front of it.
Yeah, that's not a good pick.
That's a loser pick.
Yeah.
I hope your whole list is like that, Mike. I'm going to lead us off here with grapes.
Yeah, see, it's great, but that's a great pick.
But even that, I got to be like,
no.
Purple grapes.
No.
There's other grapes.
No, grapes, I think when you think of, like if you surveyed 100 people.
Yeah.
And you said, what color are grapes? I think more come in on the purple side.
100%, yeah. Because if you were going to draw them.
What percentage do you think it would actually be, like 70-30?
Yeah, exactly.
That's
but what is the percent of which grape is better?
Oh, 100% the not purple.
Okay.
We all like green grapes?
Team green grape, for sure.
I like the
purples are fine.
Yeah, they're all good. Grapes are delicious.
My wife has gotten into freezing grapes.
Yeah, I've heard of that. I have heard of that.
Too cold. Too cold.
Is that what you have against?
My biggest problem with the frozen grapes is they're too cold.
He's got a thing against frozen things.
Yeah, I don't like
them. All right.
I don't like them.
So am I picking now?
You are.
Thanos.
Dadgummit! Yeah. No! I thought for sure I would be the only one with him on my list.
Of course you aren't, Jason.
Come on.
We just argued the Iron Man 2 versus
Thanos. That's why I almost took Thanos first.
Well, you got grapes.
Oh, this sucks.
Oh, Thanos, you big purple monster.
Oh, man.
I'm taking Thanos. Yeah. Don't worry.
It's a great pick. It's way better than grapes.
Yeah. Mike, my grapes. You are up.
Okay.
At least I can make wine.
Do you know how to do that?
No. But I know it comes from grapes.
Okay, so I will start my draft with I guess it's a gem. I don't know. Whatever. You break a rock open and you get amethyst.
Yeah, that's a gem. Yes.
Well, I wasn't 100% sure.
What would you have called it? You break a rock open. What do you think an emerald is, Mike?
A rock? I don't know. Okay. I'm looking at it.
They're all
it's
forms of
crystals. It's a purple variety
yeah.
of the quartz mineral species. So mineral.
Okay. Well, if you go to the store and you buy a ring, you get an amethyst ring.
Yeah.
And that's a great pick.
Amethysts are awesome.
Yeah.
It is a fantastic looking rock.
It's purple. It's a purple gemstone.
I drafted grapes, man.
it's on my list. I like grapes.
Yeah, it's on my list. But
I have it on there.
I had the first pick, and I went with grapes.
You let yourself down.
I really did.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That's what you get for putting food first.
All right. And then I will go with more of an abstract with my second pick.
Oh boy,
it's probably not on anyone's
list.
The
deep thinker.
But I was going to take it. Royalty. Purple is the color of royal.
Given how short my list is, I'm totally going to allow it. That's a terrible pick, though.
That's
interesting.
Fine.
Like purple is the color of royalty.
Yes, 100% it is.
But if you're drafting things that are purple, do you have to pick one? Like, do you have to pick a purple robe?
I don't. Yeah. In
or a purple.
No,
because
when we did green, I drafted envy.
But we don't like your picks.
How is blue not the color? Because I mean,
of royalty,
royal blue. Ever heard of it?
Yeah, it looks purpley.
Yeah, it's blue with purple in it. That's how it got its name.
Are we good with this? We're good with this. I'm fine with it.
It's good by me.
I don't care.
All right. I got eight total things on my list, so I'm happy that you're drafting weirdo things.
All right. So I have another pick.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I don't want to be Jason in this draft. That's
for
sure.
Have major regrets.
So I'm going to take Grimace from McDonald's.
Okay.
I'm taking Grimace.
Yeah, he's on my list.
He's on my list for sure. Because there's just not a ton of awesome purple things.
Yeah, Thanos and Grimace. That's a good tag team.
Yeah. All right. I am going to.
I'm so baffled you can't get purple things.
Look, there's not a lot of great purple things, but one great purple thing that is on my list.
Great
I do too.
Yeah.
One great purple thing is Donatello's headband.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Donatello. You can just say Donatello.
Yeah. Just take Donatello.
He's green, but okay. I'll take
Donatello.
No, Donatello
is purple.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I see.
Michelangelo's orange. Yeah. Raphael's red.
Yes. He's purple.
I'm a little upset you didn't complete. You
did. Okay,
we left Leo out.
Leonardo's blue.
There you go. Yeah. All right, so I will take Donatello because he has purple around his eyes.
All right, you get another pick.
Yay.
Lucky.
I'm going to take... I think I'll make Mike proud here because it's more
good,
off the...
Good, go for
it's
it.
It's more off the beaten path. I'm going to make Prince proud. I'm going to take Purple Rain.
Yeah, dude, I had Rain on here, and I'm like, if I take this, I'm going to get so much crap.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, my dude. Purple Rain,
Purple
baby.
Purple Rain.
All right.
There we go.
Right.
The Color of Music.
Yeah, there
the
you
color
go.
Color Purple.
Yeah.
There you go.
Well, the pick I wanted to get back to me that is more than a headband, but from the same universe that I was going to go with, is Shredder.
Okay,
I'm
Shredder,
taking Shredder.
Shredder is also
so you're
purple.
Just going complete characters. Thanos,
so far, I'm going complete characters.
Thanos.
But I do have a wild Grimace. Card for the last one.
There's tons of them. There's tons of
honestly, great without characters, there's just not enough purple things in the world.
That's what I was. That's the point that I was bringing up. The world, the natural.
I mean, God forbid you take flower like purple flowers, Jason, to combine with grapes.
Yeah.
Purple
nerd draft.
Purple sucks.
All right.
I actually kind of like purple.
Purple is one of
I don't like light purple. I like dark purple.
Purple might be my favorite color.
Purple is now my least favorite color.
It's such a good color.
As of today.
Hmm.
Hate it.
Okay.
As a man who would love to be royalty, that surprises me.
Yeah. Well, he would wear royal
you're
blue.
You're darn right I would.
And no one would understand what he was.
What is this guy? Who's this blue guy? All right, Mike, you are up. Two picks.
Okay. So I get to close this out.
You have Amethyst and just the
and
concept
royal,
of royalty.
Royalty.
Yeah, I like
it's,
it.
It's fantastic. So I... you're crazy. I have too many. I have too many.
Well, pick your best ones.
Yeah, or take five. I don't know. I'll take
just
these.
Draft my team for me, please. I will take... let's go...
Your team's not bad, Jason. You salvaged your grapes pick with Donatello and Purple Rain. That's not bad.
Thank you.
It's fantastic. It is... Okay, so this item, it's a couple of different things. It's a disgusting fill-in for noodles sometimes. It is often shared as an emoji. To be certain things. I will take the eggplant.
Right.
I will take the eggplant.
Okay.
It's very popular.
Okay.
It's very hip and very trendy now.
It's a widely used plant.
Yeah.
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 That's the word.
They try to make Parmesan out of it, and it's disgusting.
I did make you two eat eggplant once.
Yeah, it was awful.
It made me want to vomit.
So, good pick. Mike?
Well, I drafted it for the other part.
Did royalty eat eggplant?
Oh, I doubt it. There's no way.
Because of how gross it was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's disgusting.
When you own the city or the country, you're not eating garbage food.
But you are getting fed grapes.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Definitely. And for my last pick,
you have so many. It's hard to choose.
It really is the problem. It's which character would I like to take? I'm going to take the Joker.
All right. That's very purple.
I will get a character on my team. One of the best villains in all of the superhero land, even though probably one of the easiest to actually defeat if Batman would just get his stuff together.
You mean fighting a little flower that shoots water is not like,
I mean,
like a buzzer?
I mean, a guy
ring?
Who has no superpowers and just continually, every time you arrest him and he gets out, he murders dozens of people. Batman, handle the problem.
You're saying kill the Joker.
I'm saying put him somewhere where he can't kill people anymore.
All right, so you went with the Joker. It's a good pick. You got another character. I will go away from the characters, although I have...
No, boo!
I mean, I have several.
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm going to try to get away with something first. Because when I was picturing things that look good purple...
Yeah.
I want to go with the purplest planet. I want Neptune. Can I have Neptune?
Is Neptune purple?
Sure. I
think of Neptune as blue.
It's pretty blue.
What's Uranus?
also blue.
Is it? Okay, I thought that was purple.
No, I mean, a quick Google is, it looks a little.
Maybe you've got a problem.
I'm being very scientific
over here.
Is
Neptune not purple enough?
It's pretty blue.
What color is Neptune, Google?
All right,
blue.
Tell me. All right, it's blue.
One
All right,
word.
Yeah.
In that case, Waluigi.
Yeah.
You're going back to the characters.
I'm taking Waluigi.
I was between Joker and Wario.
Yeah, Wario.
Wario.
I could have taken Wario, but he's so yellow. Like, he would go in a yellow draft, too. Whereas Waluigi is
pure purple.
Pure purple.
Okay.
I did some research. So, Jason, back to you.
I was playing a lot of Switch last night.
Barney still available.
Barney is still there. Also, if I wanted another character, Violet Beauregard.
Violet, you're turning Violet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. But I'm not going to go that way. I added a final one to my list.
Did we inspire you?
You inspired me. All this talk about purple.
Is it Wario?
No. It's purple stuff.
Just a drink.
The drink. Yes. The drink from the classic
OJ purple stuff
from the Sunny Delight commercial.
Sunny D.
Purple stuff is like, heck yeah, man.
Dude.
You know that's just grape flavored water.
Oh, and purple stuff is delicious.
Yes.
It is good.
Yeah, I mean, when I say purple stuff, I feel like all of our listeners know exactly what I mean.
I would, but yet I feel like one half of our producers probably doesn't. Do you both know what he's talking about?
I have no idea.
There it is.
Okay, yeah, the old man knows. Yeah,
I know, and it's good.
It's great.
They do sell purple stuff now.
Yeah, it's artificial grape.
Wait, but they actually call it purple stuff?
It's called purple stuff. The drink.
I bet it's good.
Is it made by Sunny D?
That
it
should
Oh, no be. Way. You can't besmirch it in your commercial and then sell it. The hypocrisy.
That's grape juice,
yes,
right?
It's grape-flavored grape juice. Water.
It is besmirching.
You took grapes again.
You need to watch the commercial again because the kid's like, OJ, purple stuff.
Yeah, that's correct.
Ooh, Sunny D.
That's the whole point.
They should have gone with the purple stuff.
Yeah, they should have.
Ursula left on the board.
Sure.
I had...
Bruises?
Oh, that's a good one.
I did have.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
What about a raven? Are they purple enough?
Nope, no, they're black.
The football team.
Well, there's a reason they made them that.
Think about teams. You could have drafted the Vikings.
The Vikings, yeah.
The Twitch logo.
The Twitch
that was
logo.
On my list.
Nice.
Because not a lot of purple, man.
I had plums.
Oh, yeah.
Plums are soups underrated.
I don't know the last time I've had a plum.
It's been 20 years
and
for
they're
me.
Good.
They're super good. Why don't we eat plums when they're so delicious?
I don't know. Are they never in
Is
season?
Is there a plum shortage?
I think there must be. There's definitely a plum shortage in my life.
Plum all out of that.
I had the one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater.
Okay. Yeah, or the purple people eaters.
Yeah, them too.
Yeah. Hmm. Are we, producers, can you think of some better purple things?
I had Purple Heart on my list.
Okay.
Oh, that's a good
Who
one.
Who is Purple Heart?
What?
No, the award.
The award. For the medal.
Oh, my God.
Were you thinking superheroes?
Oh, my gosh.
He said in our Slack channel, Purple Heart goes undrafted. You guys hate heroes. And I'm going, which Marvel character is Purple Heart that I've never heard of?
No, real heroes.
Boy, a Purple Heart is a great
That's
pick.
A great pick.
I do feel like, whoops.
Yeah, I took purple stuff.
God.
Sorry to all you amazing people who earned a Purple Heart.
To bring it all back, I had Mace Windu's lightsaber.
Okay, because it's the purple one.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He broke the cannon.
Hmm.
In this show.
All right.
What did we learn today?
Oh, gosh. Did I learn anything today?
You know, what did I learn today?
I learned that salve is the liquid and ointment is not.
I learned that you guys just overestimate the value of the Iron Man suit when you think it could be beaten by the Force.
Easily.
It can't be beaten by the Force.
Iron Man easily wins that.
There is no way that a Jedi is strong enough to crumple that suit.
Now, see, here's the question. If you are talking the dark side of the Force, perhaps.
I guess I was thinking the dark side.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute.
Then that's a fair...
There are two sides to the Force. I get both.
I don't think
You won't. No. No, no, you don't get both.
I declare at the beginning?
Yes.
Dark.
Yeah.
Okay. To dive a little deeper here.
Oh, boy.
Let's do it.
I do not believe that the Force could crumple the Iron Man suit. I mean, that's just... It's too strong.
Yeah, I mean, it lifts spaceships, but no, it can't crumple a little bit of metal.
But... Couldn't you just choke the person inside
of
the suit?
Of course you could.
Yeah,
that is possible.
The Force
dominates a suit.
Let's see. I'm thinking
who wins, RoboCop or the Force?
It's, oh, that's the Force.
Iron RoboCop Man's like has the Iron most... Man is like RoboCop suit 2.0.
Whoa! His chin is fully exposed.
Yeah, what an upgrade. Let's cover the chin. It's the same thing.
I've never seen RoboCop fly. Have you seen RoboCop fly to the heavens?
I've seen him walk extremely slow.
He does walk so slow.
What does he have, a handgun? Like, he literally doesn't have a weapon built into the suit. He has to pull out a regular handgun. And this guy's like the Iron Man suit.
Still connected? Like, you still have that heart thing?
Yeah, well,
that powers the suit.
Yeah, man. But it comes from your heart condition. So you're like kind of weaker.
Mm-mm. No, come on, man.
No, he got rid of the heart condition.
Yeah, he got rid of it.
Yeah.
But that thing, if it powers down, he dies, right?
No.
What happened to that?
At the first
Iron Man movie, he definitely died.
At the first one, because he had the metal shards in his heart.
He got the shrapnel out.
And then he got it out. Okay. And then he wore it more as a crutch.
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
All right.
Well said. I learned that I hate the color purple.
You're not a big fan.
My least favorite color, purple.
Get that amethyst away from me.
Don't want it.
All right.
It's ridiculous.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.